sleepwear. And with the CompanyStore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Airline passengers have new protections. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington,
it's a long-sought five-year reauthorization for the Federal Aviation Administration that's won final Senate approval. The measure sets minimum seat sizes on commercial flights and prevents passengers who've already boarded a flight from being kicked off. The measure also requires many airports to have private rooms for nursing mothers and changing tables in both men's and women's restrooms. Not included are any limits on baggage fees. The president expected to sign this measure soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Thursday showed that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 49% disapprove. Meanwhile, 37% strongly approve and 40% strongly disapprove. Currently, the Dow is down over 300 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Suzanne Matten has known Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh since he was in high school. She went on Good Morning America to talk about his character and why she supports him.
Okay, so I'm here because I have firsthand knowledge of Brett. I was there. I was a teenage girl when he was a teenage boy. Spent a lot of time with him. He's not that guy. I'm telling you. Did he drink? Yes. Did he take it too far? No. He had aspirations even back then to get into an Ivy League school, to go to law school, to follow in the footsteps of his mother and be a judge. He was smart enough to know the consequences of doing anything that would jeopardize his dreams, to disappoint his parents. He's not that guy.
Next, Madden discusses a letter that was wrote by Kavanaugh over 30 years ago that discussed some of the hijinks that are going to be going on that week at the beach.
First of all, that letter was written in, 1983.
In real time, basically.
And we were, I was the group of girls that spent that week with him. That was the subject of that letter. And, one of my first reaction after reading that letter was that he's that guy, the responsible one, the one that organized, delegated. And then my second response was, that's an 18-year-old boy writing to other 18-year-old boys, hamming it up for a big trip. That was a tradition from our area to go to the beach.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to get into some of the economic numbers. I'm going to also talk a little bit about government spending as well. But I want to chime in quickly here in regards to this Supreme Court drama situation, whatever you want to call it. When I hear, you can believe who you want to believe. Okay? I'll leave it at that. You can believe whoever you want to believe in this situation. But when you have United States senators, politicians come out and take to the floor and come out in interviews and say that due process doesn't matter. Due process doesn't matter. The evidence doesn't matter. This is not a court of law. We're not trying to convict him. We don't need evidence. That is a sad statement, and if that's the case, America will change. And not for the better. In fact, it's downright frightening to me. Being honest. These are the types that when I mentioned earlier on in the program, some sad stuff this past week. This is the type of thing that keeps me up at night. You could destroy anybody you want just upon accusation, not facts. I've seen this happen and smaller examples and cases throughout my life. We've seen it happen recently in the University of Virginia story. We saw it happen with the lacrosse players at Duke University. And it happens all over the country. We have a system where the accused has rights. Yet you have, again, members of Congress come out and say that doesn't matter. We're all willing to listen to what the accused has to say. I agree with that wholeheartedly, of course. But do you know how difficult it is to prove a negative? You know how hard that is? Anybody could throw anything at the wall, and you know what? We'll just see what's going to stick. Basically, what you're going to see happen, this is what will happen. It's bad enough as it is that we have Washington, D.C., the cesspool that it is. Stop calling it the swamp. Swamps are useful. Swamps have life. They do. I had a swamp past my backyard in the woods behind my house growing up. And that swamp had frogs and it had all sorts of stuff. There was a lot of life back there. The cattails and sometimes the flower. It was awesome. We liked the swamp. This is a cesspool. It's already bad now. Who in the right mind is going to want to, what person of any sort of integrity, honor, is going to even think about going and trying to serve in D.C. in any capacity when the bar for your destruction is set at accusation? No evidence. No proof, just accusation. Nobody. And D.C. is going to get worse and worse and worse. And hell, maybe that's what they want. Anyway. All right. Talk a little bit about politics here quickly. Right now, and again, I found this surprising. And based upon what we're being told in regards to a blue wave and what's happening supposedly around the country in all these polls, Republican Party has risen to its highest approval rating in nearly 10 years. 10 years. Now, I believe that this obviously has a lot to do with the economy. The old James Carville rule there, it's the economy, stupid. But again, we're being told that there's going to be a blue wave and Republicans are going to get wiped out. I don't know. I don't know. I think if Republicans drop the ball with this Supreme Court case, I think that that will drive a lot of Republicans to say, you know what? Enough. I'm not going. I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to do this anymore. That's a real possibility. But yeah, they're actually now there's some of these people out there actually saying that this could be a red wave, not a blue wave. All right, I have to get into this because again, it's just I got to be critical of the Republican Party. Let me be very clear here. I'm not a member of the Republican Party. I have to say this all the time. I'm a conservative guy. I'm a libertarian. I am an equal opportunity basher. I will go after anyone on this show, any politician. And I have gone after Donald Trump big time here. That's my job. I don't carry the water for anyone. For anyone. Now, Republicans, they're full of crap. Just everybody knows. They're full of it. They are dishonest. And, well, how can they not? I mean, how do you? I get people who say, oh, they're not that bad. They're not just, what are you talking about? Did they or did they not run on repealing Obamacare? Did they or did they not? Each and every one of them. Couldn't get that done, could they? Nope. Couldn't get that one done. They lied. How about when Barack Obama was president? Oh, my God, going after Obama for his big spending ways and all the money he's spending and all the deficit spending and all the debt is adding up and how terrible this is going to be for the country and how can he spend all of that money? Right. Now, again, they didn't mind when George W. Bush was doing it. Didn't mind when George W. Bush was spending tons of money on failed efforts and his various different wars. But here we have a Republican in the White House, Republican Senate, Republican House. Guys can't get spending under control? Can, huh? You take a look at some of these spending packages. You take a look at some of these spending packages. They're obscene. They're obscene. And Donald Trump is going to sign them. He's going to sign them just like he signed the omnibus spending package last time, and he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have done it. He should have shut the damn government down. It was almost embarrassing. He was talking about the additional $1.something billion he's going to get for his wall. Right. Like that wall's ever going to get built. Give me a break. Spare me. It's ridiculous. It's also, take a look. It's kind of an interesting number. Americans spent more on taxes than on food and clothing combined in 2017. That headline got a lot of rounds. I started laughing. It's not even close. Not even close. Many Americans spend more on taxes than they do on anything else. I do. My biggest bill of the year is Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam gets more of my money than anyone else. But again, you take a look as well at how some of this is being covered. Story on CNBC talking about deficits and how bad they are and how big the interest payment is going to be. $390 billion? I'm not making that number up. That's just interest on debt. $390 billion. That's like the Dire Straits song, Money for Nothing. Money for Nothing. $390 billion just on that. Funny thing in the article is it talks about how, well, you know, a lot of this has to do with the fact that, you know, we've got the tax reform and less money is coming in. No, my idiot friend at CNBC, less money is not coming in. In fact, more money is coming in and a lot of it. A lot of it. More money is coming in due to the tax cuts. Federal revenues are at their highest level ever. And it's not even close to being enough. So you try to rectify that. I can't. I can't in the slightest. Anyway, quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at our website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
That's right, Ron. In one corner, we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at a whopping 6,000 tons. And in the other, this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
Ron, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
This driver can't think he can beat a train.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. Trying to beat a train is more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit ctracksthinktrain.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. Did you happen to catch that Donald Trump press conference on Wednesday afternoon around 5 o'clock? Went for about an hour and 40 minutes. I think Donald almost like takes pride in the comedy routine that he tries to put on. He really does. He tries to make it fun. He tries to be entertaining. He's teasing the various different reporters there. I got a kick out of it. Again, you don't know how far Donald is stretching the truth or how much he is exaggerating. I mean, listen, I've got people I know in my life that are like that. I do. There's people that I know that you take what they say, they tell you something, and you just reduce it by 50%. You just take whatever they say and you reduce it by 50%. I think that that kind of holds true for Donald Trump. He just likes everything a little bit bigger and a little bit shiner and just a little bit more awesome. What was that line he gave at the UN? He had done more in his first 2 years of his administration than any other administration. And nobody really laughed at him, but nobody knew what to say. Nobody really what to say. And he kind of joked along with them. Donald being Donald, I guess. It is what it is. One of the things that he did mention in that press conference, and got some attention from the Chinese, was, well, you know, maybe we're not going to be friends. I don't know, maybe we're not friends with China. Talking about trade deals, what's been transpiring, what's been taking place. Again, China doesn't know how to handle this. And I actually did talk about this past week on my program. Do a little bit more now. Most presidents, for whatever reason it may be, have handled the U.S.-China relationship with, too delicate. It's almost like we're almost afraid of them. Afraid of them, and I think this, I'm telling you right now, this has a lot to do with donors. Has a lot to do with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and big business that is constantly in these politicians' ear, warning them just to leave China alone. Leave China alone. There's a big market there in China. We want to get into China. We want to do everything and anything we can to sell our products over there. We want to do everything and anything we can to have our products made there. I do believe, I'm a strong believer, that I think that that most certainly is playing a part. But Donald doesn't care. He doesn't. He made that perfectly clear during his press conference, that I'm doing what's right for the American people. Now, the other tidbit that got a lot of attention was someone had mentioned, or there's a news report out there, that Donald Trump rejected a meeting with Trudeau from Canada, and it was regards to trade. And yeah, Trump read along with it. Canadians denied it, but Trump said, hey, listen, I said, if we're going to just get a trade deal done, we may just get a trade deal done with Mexico. He did strike a trade deal with, what was it, South Korea. This was on Monday this past week. And he's working with other people and other countries in Asia and also in Europe looking to strike deals. Canada? Well, we'll see what happens. The issue is, when it comes to trade on this, is the fact that any treaty, any trade deal needs to be approved. Needs to be approved. And I don't know if you're going to get a reworking of NAFTA without Canada involved. I don't. I think it's going to be very hard to do. Also, he talked a little bit, not so much during the press conference, but during his speech to the UN. He talked about the United States, our contributions to the UN, and how we're going to basically cap them at 25%. I think we're spending over 28% right now of the UN's entire peacekeeping budget. And he said, no more. Not going to do that anymore. Anyway, I want to change course a little bit. There was an op-ed this past week by Ken Buck. Ken Buck, and this is in the Wall Street Journal. Ken Buck is a Republican. He represents Colorado's 4th congressional district. And he's talking about war and foreign policy. And, well, the responsibilities of the commander-in-chief and what we've given over to the executive branch of government. And he writes, he said, war is a heavy responsibility. But many of Americans' foreign conflicts are now started, executed, and largely overseen by one man, the president. Congress has ceded its war-making authority to the executive branch. War and peace are no longer an expression of the will of the people. Again, I believe this as well. And he gives Syria as an example. U.S. military operations against the Islamic State rely on an outdated congressional resolution. Again,
You read the Constitution, you understand how the country works, you know that Congress is supposed to declare war. The president is the commander-in-chief. Well, why is it we are constantly involved in all these places all around the globe? It all falls under the September 2001 authorization for use of military force. This gives the president the power to fight Al-Qaeda and other entities that planned, authorized, committed, or aided in the 9/11 attacks. Now, the executive branch of government has basically taken the ball and run with this thing. They've interpreted this congressional mandate to wage war in the broadest way possible. ISIS is considered associated forces, even though Al-Qaeda disavowed ISIS. Basically, this is used as some sort of legal authority for indefinite global counterterrorism effort. Again, Eisenhower's head, fear the military industrial complex. Congress basically has abdicated its constitutional responsibility to define and confine foreign engagements. It's a big deal. And they've given it up. Framers of the Constitution explicitly granted Congress responsibility for overseeing America's war efforts. They, on purpose, veered away from the British model of war making in favor of a more democratic approach. They gave the legislature responsibility for declaring wars and raising armies. The president was supposed to do what? Serve as commander-in-chief. Wartime tactician. That's it. Again, this needs to be reined in. It does. And I think Donald Trump should do it. And I, you know what? I think he would get great praise for doing it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
China is meddling in America's democracy. As President Trump said just last week, we have, in his words, found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming midterm elections. Our intelligence community says that China is targeting U.S. state and local governments and officials to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy. It's using wedge issues like trade tariffs to advance Beijing's political influence.
Vice President Mike Pence, in a speech earlier today at the Hudson Institute, calling out China. Today on Capitol Hill, senators are continuing to take a look at the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Lindsey Graham on what he learned from the report.
I'm more confident than ever that what the committee found is held up and then some.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I'm Andy Ross.
I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, I might as well mention this. Remember that tax cut 2.0? Yeah, the Republicans are supposed to make last year's individual tax changes permanent. Supposed to, yeah, well, how about that? Yeah, passed the House, but guess what? Senate won't act on it. Senate won't act on it, which is what? What the Republican Senate has agreed to do, Republican-led Senate has agreed to do, is they've agreed to raise your taxes and 2025. That's when the tax cuts expire. They agreed to raise your taxes. They voted, well, by not voting, in essence, they voted to raise your taxes. That's what these politicians do. While they punt. They treat tax cuts, it's like I said, like it's like a carton of milk. They expire. They shouldn't be a carton of milk. You want to go ahead and raise our taxes? Go ahead and raise our taxes. Don't cut our taxes for a period of time, make them go away. It's absurd. Anyway, hey, we shall see. That blue wave comes. Who knows? Well, they're not going to be able to raise our taxes because of the president, but yeah, I'll be pushing for the White House. Anyway, saw this story, and it was fascinating to me. I'm not the only one that covered this past week. It's in regards to the divorce rate here in the country. New data showing that younger couples are handling relationships very differently. This is Generation X, my generation, and also millennials. They're not getting divorced. They're not. They're getting married and they're staying married, which is a big change. And in my opinion, a pretty welcome change. Here's, again, we speak the truth here on the program, even though it's uncomfortable and it's not politically correct. You are at an enormous advantage in life if you live in a household with two parents, a mom and a dad. Fact. Might not like it. I know people, what if it's two moms and what if it's two dads? Well, you know, single mothers are awesome too. Listen. I'm not making the numbers up, okay? Again, you might not like that 2 + 2 = 4, but it is what it is. Kids that grow up in households with two parents are at a big advantage. And this article goes on and talking about these changes. But towards the end, it takes this little turn. It takes this little turn and it starts talking about income inequality. And how this is going to, the fact that people who are married end up doing much better than people who are divorced or single financially. Uh-oh, another fact, another inconvenient truth. Okay? Al Gore used that phrase, and it's awful. Because I like the phrase, but the fact that he actually used it, he kind of sullied it. But yeah, they do better. And in the column, they're always talking about the fact that how this is going to further income inequality here in the United States. What are we going to do? What are you social justice warriors? And when I do this out of, you know, satire, trying to be funny. But it's, you know, my satire here on the program, I think might be dangerous because I actually think the things that I make fun of or that I come up with, the liberals might do. Should we start? I'm just asking you social justice warriors out there, you equality types. You people believe that all of us have to be equal. We're not. We're not. And in fact, I'm not looking to be equal. I'm looking to be better. I am. I'm looking to be better every single day and everything I do, looking to improve. Should you start, should we implement a serious marriage tax where we're going to have to start taxing married couples because it's not fair that they're married and staying married and it's just not fair. It's not fair. So we're going to have to take money away from you. It's not fair to all the people that are getting divorced. How about this? Maybe we should, we got to go after the kids too, right? Kids that grow up in stable homes tend to do much, much better. So throughout your entire life, you as a kid that came from a home that had two parents, stable parents, should you have to pay more in taxes because of that, because you're at an advantage? Should you? Oh, you know, my household, I'm going to throw another statistic out. I got grandparents living in our house. My parents, they are always around. Every statistic out there, kids that live near their grandparents or exposed to their grandparents do much better. Oh, should we add another tax on top of that? This is the mentality of the left. Idiots. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of 6 luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it.
see for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
What's happening in libraries today? Well, they're more about doing than borrowing, more about connecting than simply plugging in. Whether you want to get involved in your community, find a job, start a business, or simply get ahead, your library card is the key to opportunity. Libraries are transforming. Visit your library this September during Library Card Sign Up Month and find out how. Or visit ilovelibraries.org.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Good damn street! Welcome back, everybody. I'm on the only The Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed, give them a beat down. I didn't even get in today. Actually, a couple weeks in a row, I didn't get into any ripoffs and scams, and it's the pile is getting pretty high, and I'll make a note to make sure that we get into that next week. But I do want to remind everybody here, again, a lot of what today's show was built upon your emails, and I got a lot of them. Built upon your emails and your questions. I got to remind everybody as well, we constantly are adding new affiliates all the time. We are not the CFP firm. We're not the CFP firm that only handles Judge Smales and Dr. Beeper and the Richie Rich crowd. We don't do that. I know we got our cool little logo there with the golden lion and the green crest and the knights thing on top, all that good stuff, little Markowski crest there. Maybe that intimidates people. I wonder if it does. I should ask about that. We help everyone. Do you know how many accounts that we handled this week for people that were just starting out? Brand new accounts. 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. People just starting. Now, good luck finding a CFP firm anywhere in the country that will even speak to you. They got bouncers. They got bouncers there at the door. No. Don't come in here. You've come to the wrong place. You might want to go to that godforsaken Edward Jones, or I don't know, whatever they're going to send you. We don't do that. There's no velvet rope.
that we set up outside of Markowski Investments. We are always here to help you. And I've said this before here on the program, we take kind of great pride in watching people. You don't think I can go back and look. We got all the notes and all these clients. When they got started out with a $5,000 IRA back in 1995, and look at them today. That's one of the more satisfying parts and aspects of what we do here. No. And again, hey, listen, on the same note, on the flip side, okay? Yes. If you are an obnoxious, super rich guy, and you think that I'm going to be bailing out your kids from jail on the weekend and gassing up your boat, no, we don't do that. We don't do that. No, we got a fair share of those clients, but not with that type of personality. They're the type of $10 million, $20 million guys that you'd never know that were worth $10, $20 million. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. They're listening to the show. They know what I'm talking about. I love all you guys. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hey, Sharon, welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I don't know if you heard about this. I have to share this with my listeners. This is awful. You got a school teacher. This is down in Southeast Florida. Southeast Florida, Port St. Lucie. I don't know if you saw the picture. It's a school teacher there got fired. She wrote on the blackboard her last day. She got fired. She said, "Bye, kids. Mrs. Toronto loves you and wishes you the best in life. I have been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing anything in." Puts a little heart there, signed Mrs. Toronto. This school teacher, and I don't understand how these administrators work. And again, I think schools would work just fine without the administrators. I think if you had a mass firing spree of administrators, I think we'd be in a really pretty good place. Colleges and universities save a ton of money. Toronto assigned this work to the kids. It was called an Explorer's Notebook. And gave them 2 weeks to submit it. Some of the kids didn't. And she found out that the school prohibits any grades lower than 50%. No zeros. Lowest possible grade is 50%. She refused to do it. She refused to do it on the grounds that such a policy, and of course, she's right. She's right. The little jerk social justice warriors, stupid school administrators are wrong. It sends the wrong message. And it got her fired. This is a school teacher that has been teaching eighth grade for 17 years. 17 years. Refused to give a grade that is not earned. Again, one of the problems we have now with many kids is that they actually think that they're better than they are. I'm a big believer in being brutally honest with kids. I am. As I said, I don't teach school, but yeah, I guess you would consider, I would consider myself an educator. I coach. Like, oh, he's a dumb jock. You're just sports and teaching kids how to throw the lacrosse ball around and the X's. No. I take this stuff seriously in the sense that the most important thing you're doing as a coach is you're teaching these kids to be great people, to go on and be successful adults. Those are the lessons that sports teach you. That's what's really, really important. And I tell the parents, and again, I don't ask me about your kids' playing time. Don't ask me. I refuse to have a discussion about your kids' playing time. I most certainly will have a discussion with your kid about their playing time. You know how much I like having a kid come up and say, "Coach, I'm not playing much. I'm not playing much. I want you to tell me what I need to do. What I need to do to get on the field." And listen, I'll sit down with the kid. I'll lay it out. I'll put a workout together. I said, come to practice early. I'll get there. I'll show up early and I'll work with you. This is what you need to do. Fake grades, participation trophies, all of this nonsense. Want to talk about a cancer? Is a cancer. It is. It's against my religion. My own personal religion. I'm against all that stuff. One time, quick story. One time, we
we merged with the lacrosse program. This is when I was living in South Florida. We merged with this lacrosse program. Why did we merge with them? Well, we felt bad for them because they were awful. They were awful. And I came to realize why they were awful. All they really seemed to care about was their stupid participation trophies. And all they like to do is argue with me. And I coach Markowski. He's really tough. He's good, but he's really too tough on the kids. Do you like losing? Do you like not being good at something? Well, okay, well, then you can leave. But at the end of the year, again, they went out and they bought these participation medals. And I get a phone call. And make sure you call each and every kid up and say something nice about each and every kid. What? What you want me to do? What? There's like 70, 80 kids at a picnic. They want me to call up every single kid, hand them a participation medal, and tell them how awesome they are? Get the hell out of here! I refused. Like I said, I could do it on grounds that it is against my religion. Quickly on this story, and this shouldn't surprise anyone. This is out of Ohio. Harrison Township, Ohio. Oh, no. Sharky's Lounge. I guess the people in and around Harrison Township are out of luck because Sharky's Lounge, which is a bar slash strip joint, is no longer going to be taking your food stamps, your SNAP card, or lap dances, drugs, or booze. That's right. They got caught. Yeah, so I guess that, that's no longer going to happen. Could you imagine, people, if they ever actually really audited the SNAP program and actually saw where the money went? They would never, ever do that. I want to see who's making the most. I bet you Walmart. Walmart is getting tons of SNAP money. But hey, Sharkies, no more lap dances, more food stamps. Too bad. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota revealed to a local TV station that she will be voting not to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She was said to be one of the senators that is still up in the air regarding the confirmation. Heitkamp is up for re-election this fall and is currently trailing her opponent Kevin Cramer by 10 points. Cramer talked about some of the things going on in Washington, D.C. and the infighting and partisan politics.
To be honest with you, that spectacle proved to be perhaps the greatest political gift I've been given in a very long time. The tragedy of it is it exposed just how dysfunctional the United States Senate is and how badly in need of adult, more adults is also.
The Florence Police Department is mourning the loss of a friend and fellow officer, Terrence Caraway, who was shot while on duty yesterday. Caraway was serving a warrant to a man when the man opened fire on officers, injuring four and killing Caraway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com. Walgreens.com/radio.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccines subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
With a look at the latest first-time jobless claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department report says about 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts have been expecting the number to rise to about 213,000.